Now, this is what I want to add. When you, like you're doing this, do you move around the clock, or how many times do you take your, that particular line that you're on and work to clean up this? That's what I don't know.
How you give the decree, you want to know.
Yes, how you do it when you're cleaning up a line for yourself.
All right, let us determine then how we are going to make the most of this cosmic astrology in terms of getting the most transmutation every day of every month of every year. First of all, you have to figure out your age. Now let's say that somebody was born in 1900. All right, you put 1900 on the 12 o'clock line. And then you count all the way around. Well, you know that you were when you were 12, you were back on the 12 o'clock line in 1912. So you can figure it by 12s until you get to your age. Now every age has its line. Someone who is 24 years old will have that entire year an opportunity to transmute all the energies that he has ever misqualified that have been released from the great central sun by the hierarchs of Capricorn. You see, I explained to you of the step-down process of energy from the great central sun. That is pure white fire, which receives the imprint of God power from these hierarchies. Now, it gets to you as pure God power. It is given to you as pure God power. You take it into your four lower bodies, you assimilate it, and soon it begins to take on the color of your consciousness. And it begins to be misqualified, and it gets dense and heavy and dark and earthy. And pretty soon your God power is a lump of clay in your electronic belt. So how do you release the God power out of the lump of clay? During your 24th year, that is your supreme opportunity to do that, to transmute that substance. During the first month, you count your birth date, the first month. Whenever your birth date is, that is the beginning, and that is Capricorn. So the first month after your birthday, if your birthday is March 18th, then between March 18th and April 18th, you have this great opportunity for the transmutation of that line. Now, if you're working on Capricorn, a good way to give the 604 decree is to, first of all, give the 12, 6, 3, 9 lines. Give them in that order. You would start with your Calm A, and you'd say, in the name of the beloved, mighty, victorious presence of God, I am in me, holy Christ, selves of all mankind, all great powers and legions of light, beloved, great divine director, and the seven archangels. Then you'd go to the 6 o'clock line. Beloved Serapis Bay, and the great seraphim and cherubim, that's on the 6 o'clock line. You see, you take the axis first. The most important thing is the axis, because the next most open opportunity you have for transmutation will be the condition opposite your line. If you're going through a Capricorn cycle, either in your year or your month, then when you've cleaned up your Capricorn energies, immediately you're able to clean up the energies of misqualification under Cancer, because it's opposite, and that is a polarity. The next most greatest opportunity you have is the cross. So you would go to Aries, and you'd say, on the 3, I'm reading right from the decree, beloved Helios and the great central sun magnet. Then you would go to the 9 o'clock line. Beloved mighty victory and the lords of individuality, the entire spirit of the great white brother in the world, mother, I decree. And then you go on with the decree, seize, bind, and lock, seize, bind, and lock, seize, bind, and lock. Now you can do that as many times as you wish. 3 times anyway. And it says, seize, bind, and lock all projections, destructivity, etc. And then all criticism, condemnation, and judgment. You take the number 12 in the column B, then number 6, all indecision, self-pity, and self-justification. Number 3, all conceit, deceit, arrogance, and ego. Number 9, all dishonesty, intrigue, and treachery. Then you finish up with the last line on the page, and all that is not the light into mighty Astraeus, cosmic circle, and sword of the flame of 1,000 suns, and all that opposes or attempts to interfere with the fulfillment of my God power. There you are back on the line 12 again, and my divine plan fulfilled this year. 6, my God harmony and supply and my divine plan fulfilled this year. Then do 3 and 9 and finish with, and our victory in the life this instant and forever. You see, well, even when you have transmuted and removed that which is in your subconscious world that opposes the fullness of the manifestation of this light, even when you have transmuted that, you will have the planetary momentums of criticism, condemnation, and judgment that will attempt to deprive you of your divine plan on that line. Now, when you say all, you mean all. So all means everything that's in your electronic belt and everything that is in the entire planetary body. So this is a very thorough decree. There is nothing else to transmute. Now, if you give this faithful every day, and you give the violet flame before or before and after, you will be removing all that the law will allow you to remove of your electronic belt on that particular day. Now next, when you have finished then the houses that you're in, you can give the decree on the other two axes. You can go to the 1-7-4-10, the 2-8-5-11, and then you can give the whole clock once through from starting with 12 all the way around back to 11 in order, in consecutive order. Shirley.
You said something about there was 1 hour in each day when you could transmute effectively in your own world.
The hour of that sun. At 4 o'clock it's Taurus substance. At 5 o'clock it's Gemini substance.
Well, in regards to this God power that you said a person would be working on, say on their 24th birthday or 12th birthday or whatever, would you have to do it at 12 o'clock?
It would be an interesting thing to do it at 12 if you could. You never have to. What I use the hours of day mostly as a sensitizing point, I find that if I am working for the Earth, I can feel waves and momentums of planetary effluvia. That means the combined misqualified energies of all the 4.5 billion people on the planet. I will feel that the dominant misqualification at 4 o'clock in the afternoon will be what you see on the 4 o'clock line. Disobedience, stubbornness, defiance, rebellion, and so forth. So that's a peak, it's like the crest of the wave of that energy. If I happen to be praying at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I make sure to make a call to Astraea to take those energies as much as the great law will allow from all of the children of God and everyone evolving upon this planet. And if you will make that quick statement, Mighty Astraea, encircle all of it, just if you happen to notice the clock at that time, and then you're going to sit down and decree, you will find out that your decrees will reach millions of people because their 4 o'clock energy and the planetary momentum of 4 o'clock, what we call 4 o'clock substance, will have been removed. So you see, that takes about 2 seconds to make that call for the whole planet. And yet it can make your personal decrees so much more effective if you realize that you can do that and that it will work. And that then, when you invoke the cosmic light, it goes right into the heart of the earth. Third.
Where is the electronic belt? What does it look like?
Where is the electronic belt? The electronic belt is the counterpart of the causal body, but it is nowhere near the causal body. You understand that the causal body, which you see in the chart over your God presence, contains all of the momentums of good that you have ever manifested in 100,000 embodiments. It is a pulsating sphere of spheres within spheres, pulsating, vibrating electronic energy. And it has 12 bands, and each band is a different frequency of electronic energy. The frequencies are determined by your own qualification of good. The outer band is blue. The qualification in blue will be power and faith and the will of God and protection. Every time you have ever manifested the quality of faith in your heart, of devotion to the will of God, every time you have ever given protection to anyone or any time you have received protection, that is recorded in the blue band in your causal body or the blue sphere. Now these are 12 balls, each of them inside of each other. That is what the causal body looks like. If you were to look at this ball, you would only see the blue sphere. You'd have to cut it in half like you cut an orange in half to see all 12 spheres. But they are there. Now those are your treasures in heaven. At the same time, at any time you have ever manifested a perversion, let us say, of the blue sphere, that perversion has gone into a sphere of energy that represents your total karma. Now that would be doubt, it would be rebellion against the will of God, it would be a lack of protection and a lack of perfection in your consciousness. This will be the outer ring of your electronic belt, which actually is encased around your form from the navel to beneath your feet. It's interesting, the concept we have of a mermaid shows the bottom part of a woman in this body of a fish. Now that fish body represents emotional substance, emotional energies. Now all of us are partially or predominantly encased by this electronic belt. And so it is a force field of our karma. It is like a ball of mud that we have misqualified. We carry it around. Now, the interesting thing about this ball of mud, this electronic belt, is that it can be dissected. We can cut it up. We can determine where a certain particular aspect of misqualification is in that ball of mud. And we can set about scientifically transmuting this substance. And it will come up in these cycles that I have explained. So at the 12 o'clock line of this sphere of the electronic belt, you know you will go down and find in that substance the momentums of criticism, condemnation, and judgment. At the same time, the entire ring or the entire outer sphere of the electronic belt will be the perversion of the blue ray. Now all you need to do is look at this chart to determine how you dissect and analyze your electronic belt and how you analyze your causal body, because the causal body has the same 12 lines of the clock, but all that is in the causal body are the qualities listed in column C. All that is in the electronic belt are the perversions of those qualities listed in column B. So the goal of the ascension is for us to transmute that electronic belt, and each time energy, suppose you have a lump of energy that we will call doubt, a perversion of faith. We take that energy and we literally, in our consciousness, put that energy into the violet fire. We call for its transmutation. We take our vows not to ever again requalify God's energy or misqualify God's energy with doubt. We ask for that energy to be transmuted and sent forth into our causal bodies. It will go in the blue sphere without your directing it. But it's interesting to be able to visualize it precisely and to make these precise calls. Now you are able to do that and you will have your freedom from that substance. And you can feel that the energy which was dense now is free from the imposition of doubt and fear. It then is pure vibrating faith and it goes forth into your causal body. When you have transmuted 51% of this lump, of this electronic belt, you then are a candidate for the ascension. That is all that the Lords of Karma require you to balance, is 51%. If you use this decree and the other decrees in the book, you can make a tremendous dent in that electronic belt in a short amount of time. And Saint Germain says you can ascend either in this lifetime or in the next, depending on your divine plan being fulfilled. Because it is not only the transmutation of karma that is necessary for our ascension, we must fulfill the divine plan. If this were the case, we could all go into the hills, hide away in the mountains, and sit and do our decrees and ascend. But that is not possible, because our divine plan is involved with civilization, with society, with other people. So we must find our niche in society, whether it's being a teacher, a school teacher, or a music teacher, or an artist, or any type of profession that you wish to have, or any type of calling. You must fulfill that to perfection at the same time that you are balancing your karma. And that are the two parallel lines which must go hand in hand. If you fulfill your divine plan but do not balance your karma, you will not earn your ascension. And the reverse is true. So this teaching teaches us how to be practical, how to be in the world to fulfill our plan, and yet not to be burdened by the world, not to be of the world. That is the razor's edge of life. And if we try to escape life, we find that the ascension will escape us. Now the clock can be divided into four quadrants. And in each of those four quadrants, we find we have the tests of the four lower bodies. The first quadrant between 12 and 3 is the etheric body, and these are the tests of fire. Your use of the sacred fire and of the fire element will be tested under the hierarchs of Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Now, if you happen to be 24, 25, or 26 under those lines, during this year, you will be experiencing tests of your use of fire. Now, the etheric body is the memory body. If you have a bad memory, it's a very good opportunity to transmute the layers and layers of human effluvia that are filling your etheric body, clogging it up, and not allowing your soul to breathe or to become aware of your divine blueprint. The blueprint of your life is stamped on your etheric body, on the ethers. It's etched in fire. If you do not know your divine plan and don't know quite what to do with your life, it is because in your etheric body there is so much effluvia covering that plan that you can't remember it. You can't see it, you can't feel it. So you begin by using the decrees to the violet flame in the violet flame section, and you insert the word purple in place of the word violet. Purple flame from the heart of God, purple flame from the heart of God, purple flame from the heart of God, expand thy light through me always. You give that section with the purple fire for the cleansing of your etheric body, and you alternate those decrees with the healing, the emerald green of the green section. If you do that faithfully, you will find that your memory will be restored, and also the memory of your divine plan. In addition, you should call to the great divine director for your divine plan to be made known to you. Now, if you are in an age that puts you in the 3, 4, and 5 o'clock line, you are experiencing tests in the mental body, which are tests of the use of the air element. That's Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. If you feel that you are not as intelligent as you would like to be, you would like to be able to have greater wisdom, greater understanding of the teachings, greater ability to concentrate on the dictations when they are given, then you must purify your mental body and you must make the call specifically. You can use any decree in the book, the will of God, the violet fire, the purity degrees, but at the end of each preamble, ask for your mental body to be purified. We need to have our mental faculties restored. Most of the people in the world today, their brains are so filled with fluorides, with chemicals of every sort, of all the drugs they've been given in terms of medicine, and then those who have taken psychedelic drugs, they are also polluted with those drugs. The result being that the brain matter itself is no longer a fitting vehicle to transfer the intelligence of the Christ mind to the outer consciousness, because the brain is the station through which those energies must flow. So in addition to purifying your mental body, you must purify your physical body by a correct diet. And you must try to take the least amount of a foreign substance and unnatural substance into your form. Read the labels on things. I mean, all kinds of things are made, even with plastic and chemicals that are not native to the body at all. Nicotine collects on the brain. The results of alcohol are manifest in the brain, and of course of the psychedelic drugs. They all are a means whereby the forces of darkness are attempting to deprive the people of this planet of the emanations of the Christ consciousness. Many more people today would be studying the Master's teachings if it were not for the simple problem of foreign matter that is in the brain. And this will come out through proper fasting. If you are in any of the houses of Cancer, Leo, or Virgo, that quadrant of the clock is the testing of your emotional body. And you can definitely notice a difference during the 3 years when you have to pass through those three houses. You will definitely perceive that your tests are those of your emotions. You will tend to be more emotional. But because you know you're going through the tests of the emotional body, when you feel that tendency, you call to Astraea to encircle and manifest God control in your emotions, and you find that the test is easily passed You don't identify with it. You don't become bogged down and upset over personal problems because you realize this is old energy recycling for transmutation. You have the tools, you have the violet flame, the purity decrees, the healing decrees, you invoke them, and as soon as you invoke them into the problem, you feel the release, and you no longer have that feeling of lack of mastery in the emotions. The 9, 10, and 11 o'clock lines under the hierarchs of Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius are for our mastery of the earth element. This is where all that you have mastered in the previous three quadrants will come into focus as precipitation. And this is where you will see the tangible results in your life, physically, of your mastery on the other three lines. It's a very wonderful cycle, the 9, 10, and 11 o'clock, because you can accomplish a great deal for the light in the physical earth plane. Now, in addition to dividing up the clock in quadrants, we can divide it up into the types of signs. You know that in astrology there are earth signs, fire signs, air signs, and water signs. If you are aware of what the signs control or what the hierarchies control, you know what instruction you can receive. Going back to Capricorn, the first cycle, it teaches us the mastery of the earth element because Capricorn is an earth sign. Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo are earth signs. They form a triangle on the clock of a threefold flame. Capricorn is the blue aspect of the earth signs. Taurus is the pink aspect of the earth signs, and Virgo is the yellow. So those three hierarchies of the great central sun teach us how to precipitate in matter the essence of spirit through the balance of the threefold flame under Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo. Now that is another way in which you can give the 604 decree. You can give it 12-4-8, 12-4-8, 12-4-8, 12-4-8, when you're in Capricorn, or when you're in Taurus, or when you're in Virgo, any one of the earth signs, that will give you the mastery of the threefold flame. Now you know we speak of the fact that the masters require us to balance the threefold flame before we can ascend. They've stressed that fact for many, many, many years. The more we understand of the cosmic astrology, the more we understand the meaning of balancing the threefold flame. We know that we can have a greater amount of illumination or more power or more love, and so our three plumes of a threefold flame will be out of balance. What we must also take into consideration is that the threefold flame must be balanced in its manifestation in each of the four lower bodies. Now you may have a very good physical body, and you may have a balancing action of the threefold flame pulsating through your physical form, but your emotional body could be shot. You might have experienced many, many times death through violence or through war, or have had many emotional shocks and traumatic experiences. So the threefold flame isn't even manifesting in the emotional body. So then you know that you have to work with the manifestation of the threefold flame in two ways. Here are the two ways. First of all, in the quadrant of the emotional body, that puts you under the hierarchs of Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. But also with the three signs or hierarchies that teach the mastery of water. That is Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. Pisces is the 2 o'clock line, Scorpio, the 10, and Cancer, the 6, which makes another threefold flame triangle. Now, if you draw these triangles, you will have 6-pointed stars, but you have to do them on two separate clocks. You have a triangle for the earth sign, which is Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo, and a triangle for water. And that makes the 6-pointed star. So when you have your mastery of earth and water, you have a 6-pointed star with a threefold flame in the center, which is your heart chakra. That gives you the perfect balance in your physical and emotional bodies. Then you have the triangles of the etheric and mental bodies. And they are composed of the fire signs, which are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. Another threefold flame. Now, remember, the mastery of air has a threefold flame. In the quadrant and on the air triangle, which is the Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. The fire quadrant is the etheric body, and that is the Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius triangle. You put them together and you get another six-pointed star. So you see, balancing the threefold flame means balancing your mastery of the energies, the four types of energy. Now, when we say earth, air, fire, and water, we realize we're using outmoded terms. Scientists no longer refer to these categories. We are not talking so much about substance as we are talking about levels of God's consciousness. The highest vibrating level of consciousness we would call fire, then air, then water, then earth. And you can realize in contemplating each of those aspects that we are going from less density to greater density. And so it is following the cycles of precipitation. There are many planes of fire, air, water, and earth. They repeat over and over and over again. And in each cycle, if you were going back to the great central sun, they would be less dense. And as you were coming down from the great central sun, they would become gradually more and more dense, so that finally we get into the earth plane. In other words, fire, air, water, and earth in the great central sun would have an entirely different appearance to us than they have on the planet Earth. And our consciousness and our four lower bodies would have an entirely different frequency if we were now in the great central sun. And yet the ratio, or the relationship between those four aspects, would remain constant. Do we have any questions? Yes, Adrian.
What does it mean when you're on the cusp, or does that matter at all?
What does it mean when you're on the cusp? It means that you must constantly beware of the fact that you are attaining mastery on the sign previous to and following your birthday. You have to be aware of two signs all the time. Mary Ellen?
Well, Pisces is in the 24th year when you're with Capricorn. Is it, you're dealing with those areas the full year?
When you're in your 24th year in Capricorn, you are dealing with the energies of Capricorn for the full year. That is the cycle of your year, but within the year, you have the 12 cycles of the months as usual. But that year sign will be the dominant requirement. It's only every 12 years that you have the opportunity for that major manifestation of mastery on a particular line. I have found that when I do work on myself on my line, that I can take the clearance of that line all the way back to the beginning of Lemuria, 250,000 years ago. I can transmute all the way down the caverns of my electronic belt into that line. It's like pulling thread through a knitting. You can go all the way back down and pick up a stitch in the very first row when you're in that year. And so, suppose your year is, let's say, injustice. All injustices, that would be the 8 o'clock year. All injustices that have ever been done to you in all your embodiments all the way back, and all injustices that you have ever worked against anyone else, would be up for transmutation, is the terminology we use. They're up for transmutation. It means they're sitting there. They can be taken if you will make the invocation. And you find that in each day of the 365 days of the year, there is a different aspect of that substance of injustice that can be transmuted, and a different aspect of the flame of God justice, which will appear in its place. Do you know that each one of these flames on the 12 houses has 144,000 virtues that are embodied and ensouled by these 144,000 cosmic beings? So you see the miracle of God's consciousness, how it is refracted and reflected through the diamond shining mind of God. Isn't this an exciting field? Even if we haven't all understood it, it is exciting. Do you know the psychology in the centuries to come will be based on this clock? And psychoanalysis and therapy will be done through this clock and through doctors who know how to teach people to make these invocations that I've given you today.